AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The chief prosecutor in Charleston County, South Carolina, says he wants to talk to the families and review the evidence before making any decision on whether to seek the death penalty against a young man charged with killing 9 people inside a Charleston church. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley told NBC's Today Show her state will seek the death penalty.
These are 9 families that are struggling. This is a state that is hurt by the fact that 9 people innocently were killed. We absolutely will want him to have the death penalty.
Newly released police documents indicate the white man accused of the killings inside a black church stood over a witness and made a racially inflammatory remark. Several relatives of the victim spoke today during a bond hearing for 21-year-old Dylan Roof. Ethel Lance's granddaughter says she is feeling hurt because her grandmother was taken far too soon.
That Wednesday morning, we had breakfast. I'm like, okay, Granny, I'll see you later. She's like, okay, be safe, and everything like that. So it's just like, and then later on that night, I'm thinking I'm going to come home to see her. And she didn't make it home.
The mother of a young man who was killed told the accused killer via a closed-circuit hookup that every fiber in her body hurts. But another relative said she forgives Roof. The prosecution in the Colorado theater shooting trial is rested after aiming to show that James Holmes planned and carried out the massacre while knowing it was wrong. The superintendent of state police in Massachusetts says a trooper shot and wounded a Boston man today while trying to serve a warrant near Boston University.
He fled on foot, ran away from them. At that point, it appears he brandished a knife from his person, waving it about.
A longtime police officer in Cincinnati shot dead today, so was an armed man. This is AP Radio News. The stock market pulled back today, a day after the NASDAQ composite set a record high.
The Dow closed down 101 points to finish the day at 18,014. The NASDAQ shed almost 16 points to close at 5,117. And the S&P lost 11 points to end the day at 2,109. Negotiations between Greece and its creditors and worries about a stock bubble in China weighed on the market. Energy stocks were among the biggest decliners as oil prices fell. Julie Walker, New York.
Unemployment rates rose in 25 states last month, driven higher in many cases by more people who began looking for work but didn't immediately find work. Despite the pickup in unemployment rates, employers are hiring at a robust rate, boosting job growth in most parts of the country. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.